You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And my name is Rob, and this is episode number 468. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. We know you have a lot of options, and you're here with us, and we appreciate it.
We definitely do appreciate it. And today, we also appreciate and want to give appreciation to one of our sponsors, videoblocks.com.
Absolutely.
If you go to videoblocks.com/drone2016, you can save $100 off an annual subscription to their stock video and stock audio sites. You can get copyright-free music, loops, you can get motion graphics, videos, B-roll transitions, whatever you need. Just check it out, videoblocks.com/drone2016.
Check them out. For all those projects that you've got working where you just need that last little bit of footage that you don't have, you're probably going to be able to find that shot on videoblocks.com.
Definitely, definitely. Anyway, guys, we've got a good one, a good question to talk about today. It's one that's come up in the community quite often, and we don't have a recorded audio bit question for you, which some of you might be like, yay! I don't have to go through that. But we're going to let Rob ask the question in his voice
regular
of choosing.
Voice.
accent of choice.
In his accent of choice?
Yes.
No, this is on the spot. I don't do on the spot. So here, we're just going to ask the question. This is what people are wondering, Paul.
Okay.
People are wondering. Well, let me back up a little bit. People have been talking about what an opportunity flying and creating videos and commercials and so forth for dealerships is. But people are just not quite sure how to go about that. We've talked a little bit about marketing to dealerships. And
yeah.
So I think that information is out there, which we can talk more about later if people have more questions. But let's say you've now got the gig. What do I need to know? What do I need to make sure I don't do? What do I make sure I'm thinking about if I want to go fly a gig for a dealership? What are the ins and outs?
What are the tips, the tricks, the nuances, all
yes,
that nice
all that stuff?
Oh, man. It's funny, even Doug was asking me like if we could even do a podcast on how to do a sales call. Maybe that should be our next one. But
a little role play?
We're going to just go beyond that. We're just going to go beyond you've already got the dealership worked up. You're going on
exactly.
site. You're doing it. So one of the things about dealerships is that the lighting and time of day is absolutely crucial.
Okay.
You know, if you're going to have a sunset, where is the front sign of the dealership? What direction does it face, and what does the background look like at sunset? So it's kind of good to go a day before, a couple days before, and get an idea of what sunset is going to look like and write down the times that you see the best lighting and whatnot. It's really, really, really important. It's also really important to know what are our deliverables, photos and video. If you're trying to work the dealer and offering them free photos to do the video and sell the video, is that something that, you know, you're willing or that you're doing, or are you just doing one or the other? And
right.
I say that because you've got to remember to take time to do both with the drone. That being said, drones are an amazing videography tool. And I think that commercials for dealerships, whatever the dealership is, whether it's Ford or Mercedes, I think drones are an amazing tool. But the dealership site themselves are probably the most obstacle-ridden places I've ever flown in my entire life.
So before you get into that, let me just back us up a little bit and make sure we think about, like, you mentioned the time of day and the sunset, sunrise, I suppose, if you're going to do it in the morning instead of at night.
Again, it depends on what, you know, direction does the building face.
There you go.
So
what should I make sure? Because like if we go fly a house, we know that we need to do a walkthrough with a realtor.
Yeah.
And we need to make sure that we get done what they want done. We need to make sure all the animals are out. We need to make sure all the lights are turned on. What kind of setup things do you need to make sure of for a dealership? So, for example, do we need to make sure there are no customers around?
Well, yeah,
because
you're going to be flying all over the dealer lot. So you need to make sure there are no customers around. You can't be flying over people, you know. But it is good to show people walking into the dealership, which you can stage two people to do that.
True.
Which I've done in my footage. All the lights have to be on in the dealership. You want to make sure that and this was really hard for me in a couple dealerships. You want to make sure that the salespeople don't walk outside. I had a lot of really good shots ruined by salespeople. Mm-hmm.
So you got to kind of prep all the salespeople and make sure they're aware of what's going on and the fact that you're there, et cetera.
Definitely. Yeah. The salespeople, what I was saying was they ruined one of my shots because they walked into the frame when I was doing a beautiful like ellipse around a Mustang. And you really got to do a good job at telling the guys like, I'm actually here to help you, but I need you to take an hour to help me. If you've got a client who's interested in a Mustang, take them to the side of the dealership or show them a Mustang in the back. Don't take them on the lot. You know, like, I'm not going to take that long. It took me an hour to shoot the whole dealership. That's normally about how long it takes.
Right.
Hour and a half to two with setup and takedown. It's really not that long, but you know, going back to the meat and potatoes of this, the prep, you've got to make sure you, again, do your pre-flight inspection, everything, but things you should be thinking about on top of that. Should I use an ND filter? Mm-hmm. Is the lighting right enough? Or when am I going to change my ND filter to no filter? You know, when is the light going to be just right to change to that? What should my camera settings be? All things to think about.
Sure.
Now, I had two vehicles prepped and ready to go with drivers so that I could do motion with the vehicles and then go up to the signs and, you know, showcase their product, but also showcase the location to tie it all together.
Were those ideas that you had, or did that come out talking to them? Hey, we'd really like to have a car that's moving, or did you kind of suggest that to them?
I suggested it to them.
So that's a really good point. You guys really need to think through how to bring more value. And when you suggest things like that and they go, oh, that's a great idea, you're really establishing yourself as the expert they want to work with.
Totally. Yeah, totally. So, yeah, I mean, there's so many points about this. Okay, let's move forward. We've done the prep. The lights are on. No people around. Maybe a truck that's coming down or a car or whatever. All the people are off the lot. Signs are in good shape. The front sign is lit. It's on. Something that may be new or different is if you had a lot of the cars lights on, but the lot has to be set up so it's looking clean.
Yeah, and it's something else that came to mind, and I just don't know how much of this minutia one would get into, and I suppose it depends on the client and what they want, but they might even want the cars in a certain order.
Yeah.
They might want to make sure that there are no gaps in the rows of cars, just so it because I think of that, and I think if there's a gap, then my eye as I'm watching it might be diverted by that gap as opposed to following the flow of the video. I don't know if any of that matters. Those are just things that come to mind that one might want to plan for.
And those are things normally the dealership is thinking about. And if they're not thinking about it, you need to make them aware of it. So, because those are all very important points. Now for me, I had about an hour window shooting between the time that the light was becoming right and when the light actually hits the mountain to light up the mountain. Here in Albuquerque, we have the Sandia Mountains. They're called Watermelon. Sandia equals watermelon.
That's right.
But in the fall and spring, the way that the light hits the city, you have a very small window of time to capture the mountains actually illuminating. And it happens at such a low angle that, I mean, you literally have 4 minutes to capture everything you can with these beautiful red mountains.
And it is worth catching them in that moment.
Oh, yeah, because it's, people actually, a lot of the times they see the mountains, they're like, yeah, your mountains never look like that. And it's like, you've never experienced a sunset here. Like,
right.
You know, so it's a unique place to capture a sunset. So for me, I had this very particular time that I was trying to get in five movements of the dealership, just like real estate. That real estate videography course is almost done, actually. So a lot of guys will be really excited about that. Real estate is just like a dealership in the fact that the movements are simple, the building stays there, it's a stationary subject, but the obstacles make it so much more difficult. Your level of risk is through the roof, even for me.
This is something that you actually learned on site, like more even than you thought.
And I mentioned it in the DroneU community, and someone was like, asked me if prop guards would have helped, and no, prop guards wouldn't have helped. But anyway, when I talk about obstacles, there are just like consequences, foreseen obstacles and unforeseen obstacles. An unforeseen obstacle, for example, is that all of a sudden one of the salespeople decides to bring someone out to a Mustang as you're shooting all the Mustangs. And there have been announcements throughout the entire dealership to not bring customers out.
Yeah.
They just literally walked through the row of cars and I didn't see them until like the last second. So I'm glad that I saw them. Glad that, you know, spotter saw them. Anyway, unforeseen obstacle number two, the radio tags on, or the, excuse me, the radio antennas, whether they're small or tall and skinny, off of all of like pickup trucks and SUVs.
Which is interesting because I didn't even know they had antennas anymore. I thought the new cars had it built into the windshields and the back windows, but apparently, anyways.
It depends on the vehicles because clearly, the lower end vehicles still have regular antennas and the higher end vehicles have the shorter antennas.
Okay.
So it kind of depends on which vehicles, but I almost clipped one. Mm-hmm. I brought the bird down right away and looked at the prop. I decided to replace them right away.
By the way, is another place where you really practice what you preach, because we talk to people about that. If there's any doubt, just replace the props. It's not just something that you say to do. It's something that you do do.
I've got a trip coming up and I need to put an Amazon order in for 3 new sets of props.
Yeah.
So anyway, luckily no crash. But here's the thing, you know, going back to prep, if you're not insured, don't even step foot on a dealership. Because if your $5,000 bird breaks a $75,000 truck, you know, and you don't have insurance, the FAA, I mean, they don't require insurance, but they're going to laugh at you because you're going to be screwed. I mean, like royally screwed. So you've got to be insured. Anyway, going back to unforeseen obstacles, I'm flying inches over the vehicles, like 7 inches maximum over the vehicles to get shots like this one that you can see right here. There are just so many obstacles. You've got the light post, right? Then you've got some vehicles that are taller than the other ones. And then this particular dealership, guess what it had? 300 kV high voltage power lines.
Oh boy.
Surrounding the whole thing. That was fun.
So what did you do with that? How did you plan for that? How did that affect your shoot?
Well, I looked at interference to see if we were having any more interference than normal. No, which was good. A lot of times though, in my mind, I thought if I'm doing pullout shots or perimeter shots, I've got to think elevation and I've got to think how close am I to the power line. So one of the first things I did is I actually flew up and matched the height of the power line. So I knew exactly how high it was, which was like 110 feet,
okay,
which was pretty high because I mean, high voltage power lines, yes, they're higher than the other ones, but, I wanted to stay about 50 feet or more away from them, which didn't always happen. I was sometimes, you know, like 30, 40 feet away from them, and one time close enough to scare the birds off the power lines, which for me, once I saw them flapping away, I instantly, you know, I had my Tom Cruise moment of hitting the brakes and like back on the pitch and up on the elevation, you know, pulling out. So, but anyway, yeah, it's one of those things that there's just so many obstacles from people walking out, which it's really funny because, you know, the FAA says don't fly over people, but and to make sure everyone's briefed, but people don't always follow instructions and direction. Absolutely. And it's like, you know, if you were told not to come out here and you come out here and something happens, it's on your ass. Like, I'm sorry, we did everything that we were told to do. So it's interesting when people's egos get in the way. And car salesmen, like, no offense, but you are
no offense, but anytime you say something, no offense, but we're gonna move on.
Yeah. Anyway, leave the egos at home, gentlemen. So,
all right. So
that's the only moment that I feel when one of those guys asks me what I do. I travel the world in luxury, and I fly aircraft. And I have a great job that pays me really well. Anyone else, though, it's like, you know, more humble. Like, well, you know, I fly drones for, I fly cameras for a living. So,
right.
But those guys, it's like, oh, well,
oh, let me tell you,
there's something sparky. So,
all right. So you're aware of all the obstacles. Now you're starting to set up shots. So maybe describe this shot that we're going to go ahead and put into the video.
So this shot right here, this is a truck moving parallel to the building, coming from one side to the other side of the building. And we are not showing the mountains, we're showing the sign. So our exposure is really set for the foreground here, which is the building. And that's why when you see the mountains and the sun hitting the mountains and the bright color, you know, it's really kind of really, you know, resonates in your mind because of the way the exposure is set and the way it pops up. We didn't show the mountains, and then we flew up and out to show them behind the dealership to give the dealership location-based data to the viewer. Like, where is this?
Okay.
Where is this? Oh, okay, it's probably on the west side because you've got a really good view of the mountains and it's about eye level with it.
All right, so let me ask kind of what I was trying to ask in a little bit different way. What are some of the, via your shots, via the video that you're choosing to shoot, what are some of the things that you're trying to feature about the dealership?
lots of cars, the different types of vehicles they have. So the coupes and the Explorers, this was a Ford dealership, and the Super Duties and the F-150s, but also getting nice long shots of like all the Fusions that are there. You know? You really want to show the dealership in as many cinematic motions as possible while showing the cars, the dealership, and the surrounding location. But you also want to get nice up-close shots. Like, you've got this shot right here, which is just a nice slow-mo, some good B-roll, shot at 120 frames a second, just nice moving across the vehicle so that I've got some B-roll that I can put in the video itself. There is another video where I actually rented an F-150 and I had done orbits around it so that if I ever did a dealership video and it was a Ford dealer, I could just put it in the video.
Nice. Always Voila. Thinking. Always thinking. So. You got to stay a few steps ahead of yourself.
Yeah, I know. Really, like it's true. So anyway, so I got up close shots. Remember, continuity editing up close. And this is all on the premise that I'm building a production, a commercial for them. So up close. What I call the medium shot and the wide shot. So I've got the same vehicle at different angles, different shots at different speeds. And so if they like it, they can. I've got one kind of nice, like expansive shot. So we see the back of the vehicle here, and then we kind of move across the front of it, and we're slowly elevating as we go down the line. I'm probably moving it like at least 15 miles an hour, and we elevate and then finish to a nice big American flag. So I've got like, since it's trucks, you know, you got to match the theme. It's trucks. Yeah. It's all American. It's about Texas. Everything's bigger.
But there really is a psychology to this. It's not just flippantly going and flying.
No, you can't.
There are reasons for each of the, you're even though it's a dealership, if I can say it that way, you're still telling a story. You're always telling a story.
Oh, yeah. Totally. Totally. It's kind of a difficult story to tell here, but it's like if you're this type of person, you like this type of vehicle. And if you are like this type of vehicle and you're this type of person, you want this type of service from this place.
Yeah, so maybe this particular shoot slash commercial isn't going to take somebody who, I don't know, loves Chevy and turn them into a Ford person. Maybe it will. But for somebody who is a Ford person, the idea is that it is going to make them want to come buy their Ford here.
Yeah, it's a trigger point. Like, it's like, you know, for example, going back to like what type of, you know, moves am I doing? Here's another move where we're simply just sliding across one of the cars and doing that half moon motion I talk about in the real estate class. Here it is again, you know, where I'm doing a half moon across a car, and maybe just the reflection of the sky off of the car triggers someone to be like, God, that is so gorgeous. I need an Explorer now.
Yeah.
It could be as simple as that.
I mean, why do you think there's McDonald's commercials all the time?
I don't.
Because people will, impulsively go buy a burger. It's not the same impulsively going to buy a car, but some people will. They'll jump on it.
It's true. Hey,
you don't know what's going to make somebody click.
As you know, I did that this weekend.
Well, I wasn't going to say anything, Paul, but congratulations on the new Ford.
Thank you. Which has nothing to do with this dealership. No, I was going to try and make a deal with this dealership, but a better deal surfaced. And I, thanks to my buddy Dwayne out in Arizona for helping me out getting a killer deal.
Yeah.
So he's one of my surfer buddies.
Friends in high places.
Or low.
Medium places.
If they're in a wave.
Low. There you go.
Oh, all right. See?
Anyways.
Labeling is never what you make. It's never what anyone else thinks. It's what you make it. So,
that's right.
Anyway. So as my phone continues to blow up here, we've done our prep. We've got to do specific movements. We've got to have a vehicle. We've got to showcase the area. The lighting has to be right. Are you going to use filters? Are you not? Sunset, everything. Just remember not flying over people. What did I miss here? Oh, I missed the one thing I told you off the show that you were like, oh, that's really good information. Because this is an obstacle-laden place, this is one of the few places that I think flying a Phantom over an Inspire is a way better idea, because the Phantom is so much smaller. You can put it over a hood of a car in between the windshield and the car driving by, and you've got 2 to 3 feet on each side of the drone for, you know, for space. And people are probably like, this guy's flying 2 feet from a windshield and 3 feet from a moving vehicle while shooting the moving vehicle and the dealership. Yeah, because that's what you have to do.
Right.
So now, that being said, I'm also taking safety precautions, and I'll be honest, flying the Phantom it's just way easier.
Yeah.
I mean, it's easier to move around. It's a little bit slower. It's not as sensitive. It's more direct inputs and motions. And frankly, like, you know, I did some of the Civil Twilight stuff here. I'll bring it up. Let me see. Where is it? And it turned out awesome. Like, it looks great.
It does. No, that's some great shots.
Really good. And, you know, so they can...
The lot's well lit. It's really nice.
Yeah. So the whole goal for me in shooting, you know, before sunset, so it's nice and bright, to sunset and then Civil Twilight, they have the option for footage to use in different videos. This is another place you could upsell to them too and say, hey, if you want to do nighttime shoots, I've got video for that. Mm-hmm. If you want to do daytime shoots, I got video for that. If you want sunset stuff, I got video for that.
Yeah.
And day is going to be the cheapest. Sunset is going to be the most expensive, or you can have all three for one fixed price.
Yeah, sure. So maybe set it up a little bit. How did you end up with the job without going into that too much on this particular show?
I followed my freedom journal in reaching out to 5 new potential clients a day. And I haven't called more people because the first day I got so many callbacks and like offers to move forward. I didn't have time to make qualifying
calls
anymore.
I mean, what a great quote unquote problem to have.
Yeah.
But you told them, look, I'd like to come out and shoot, spend some time on your lot. I'll give you the pictures and then we can talk about the videos.
So let's talk about this from a sales perspective. I've got a credibility and authority. Mm-hmm. I've got to solve a problem for them. And I've got to do it in a time frame that is soon, that the scarcity, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Rob, my name is Paul Aiken from DroneU. I'm a federally certified drone pilot, and I'd like to talk to your marketing coordinator. I believe her name is Jen. Where did I get that information? Manta.com. Hey, Jen, my name is Paul Aiken. I'm FAA certified drone pilot. I saw you guys have some drone stuff on your website, but with a dealership like yours, and I've had personal experience there, and the service was incredible. With the service that you have, the image that you have, the drone footage that's on your site right now is below par. It's the old GoPro Horizon, looks super distorted. And, you know, right there, she said, you know what? I didn't like the fact that she showed so much of the lot and not so much of the building. I really wanted to bring the mountains in and have and show the building. So I knew right away this girl knew how to use Photoshop.
Yeah.
Like, she knew right away what the hell she was talking about.
Which is very helpful on your side.
Oh, yeah, totally.
You can change the conversation and kind of step it up a notch.
Totally. And I said, oh, yeah. And then instantly I did. And I said, well, then you know that the benefit of using Zoom on a drone. And she's like, oh, yeah, but that doesn't exist yet. And I'm like, oh, really?
She actually is pretty knowledgeable, even though she didn't know the very, very most recent stuff. That's pretty knowledgeable.
Yeah. And I said, well, now we do have Zoom. I've got up to 80 millimeters of Zoom in the sky, and I can totally bring the mountains closer or, you know, create that perspective. And she was like, oh, awesome. And I said, look, I'm trying to get more work around home. I have a lot of big name clients. I mentioned my clients, which I'm not going to mention here on the show. And I said, like, you know, I just want to do more stuff at home. I'm willing to give you pictures for free. And I'm going to take some video at the same time. I'd like to meet with you and whoever makes the decisions a week later, show you the video. And if you guys like it, we'll strike a deal. If not, keep the photos, use them for whatever you want. Merry Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, oh, well, that's great. You know, when do you want to set this up? And I was like, well, you know, the trees are changing color right now. So it's probably a good idea if we set this up sooner rather than later.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you really want to make sure you get the color in there before it all goes away.
So find some reason to create a sense of urgency.
Yes.
Whatever it is.
So important.
The winter rains are coming or whatever. Who knows what
whatever bullshit you want to throw.
Like, okay.
It just has to be plausible and authentic. That's so important. So anyway, that changed a month down the line to next week, which was 2 days ago. And I went there, shot it, and had a blast. She's really happy. I sent her the pictures. And they were so happy with the pictures, they set me up with a meeting 3 days later.
Nice.
So that's sweet. Tomorrow.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know. I think it's really cool because, again, a lot of people have wondered about dealerships. They do see it as an opportunity, and I agree. We agree it is a good opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Just got to go get it.
You do, but you've got to also have the quality, because if you don't, you're going to have someone come up behind you like I did to whoever shot this a year ago and sweep the client right up from under you.
Yeah, and I do want to point that out because, and I think we'll show it on the one video that we're going to include in the YouTube version of the podcast, but the footage truly is... I can't say.
Yes, you can. No, go ahead. Go ahead. Say it.
Buttery smooth.
Yeah!
I can't believe I said that out loud.
Okay, no, but earlier, but when you were really watching this footage, what did you say?
I just said that footage is very, very smooth. And then you said buttery. Anyway.
I was just talking about how few people really have the skill to do it. So yeah. This is by far one of the most difficult jobs that you can get as a drone pilot. You've got to have at least a year of experience, and that's flying every day.
And so my point in that is work on your craft. Do that deliberate practice that we've talked about. And then, and many of you probably already can do this, but the footage that you're going to see and that Paul has recorded here is very, very smooth. So their attention while they're watching the videos, when you're meeting with them, is not going to be diverted by a little shift in yaw accidentally or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Everything you show them is going to be beautiful, and they're going to be able to focus on what they're seeing in terms of the vehicles and the building and the mountains, et cetera, and not the motion.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a big deal. And so practice, practice, practice. That's the point.
That is the point. And I've got one last point. My kryptonite, Rob, is a dirty lens. That is my kryptonite. It is, I mean, I know people have seen lens dust on this podcast before. I know for a fact. So my kryptonite has to be checked and rechecked. So my kryptonite with lens dirt, as I wash the lenses, the lens caps before we go out. And then I check again when we go out there that everything is peachy, just because I suck at cleaning lenses.
No, that makes a lot of sense. That's something that should do on pretty much every shoot. But one last thing came to mind that you mentioned as we were talking about this before the show. And that is, you were not very happy with like your first 30 minutes of flying.
No, pissed. Super pissed, because it took me longer than normal to warm up. And I mean, what do I mean by warm up? I mean, like, from going from not like shaky movements to smooth movements.
Right. So the point there is, allow yourself some time to get out there and fly and adjust and warm up, just like an athlete, if I may.
Which is so weird that you say that, because when I was out there, I was thinking the same thing. And it really made me think, like, man, I should be doing this more often. Because if I show up somewhere and I'm just trying to do a quick, dirty job, I've still got to warm up. It's still going to take me a battery to warm up.
Absolutely.
And I may get some stuff in the meantime, but my best of my best is not going to come out until battery two or three.
Right.
So
that's a really important point. I don't know that we've talked about that a whole lot, but it really is like an athlete. You get out there and you warm up, you stretch out, and you do all those things, which, of course, is metaphorically speaking at this point, but you got to take that time.
Totally. Totally got to take that time.
Awesome.
Anyway, just a quick recap. Dealerships are very difficult. Phantoms probably work better than Inspires, but Inspires are probably going to give you the best video quality. You need to make sure that you're insured, set everything up properly, and take every safety precaution possible. So important. Like, for example, normally I cordon off the area I take off and land. Mm-hmm. I couldn't do that this time because I had cones. So I set up really far away where cones couldn't be seen, took off, walked the drone over, and then actually shot. So just another thing. Prep is super important. I mean, really, really important. The time of day is really important. The location of the building is really important. And also giving yourself time to warm up. So anyway, if you know someone shooting or wanting to shoot dealerships, there's a huge opportunity right now for people to do that. But you do have to be licensed. And why do I say that? Well, because you know that insurance actually kind of runs this industry. So if you go out to a car dealership and they know you're not insured because you don't have your license to qualify for the insurance, you're not gonna be able to get the job. So make sure you're insured, you're licensed, you've got a lot of experience under your belt. It's just so I'm reiterating these things because it's so important, and so many people just go out and do these, and you can't just go out and do them. Mm-hmm. But anyway, if you found the information valuable and you know someone wanting to shoot a dealership, share this podcast with them so they can learn the tips, the tricks, and the nuances from experienced pilots. And guys, this is just a quick insight into what we have in the community. I mean, I'm just one person of 500 that you can talk to, and you say, hey, Rob, I want to fly cell phone towers. Can you tell me about the nuances of doing cell phone towers? So that way you don't burn through three clients and never work for them again before you get to the fourth client, know what you're doing properly, and then you're actually able to retain clients. You don't have to go through that learning curve because you've got DroneU. This is just one of thousands of benefits of DroneU, and I can't really say enough why I love DroneU. But you've got to check it out. Go to thedroneU.com and become a member. It's $47 a month to access all of our classes, all of them, and have the community to motivate you, inspire you, and answer your questions. If you fly a drone or own a drone and you don't check it out, it's really your loss, because there are many pieces of liability that you can absolutely negate just from the information that you get out of DroneU. Anyway, guys, that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
This is Ask DroneU.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the DroneU.